Hi, you're listening to the Creative Bar Podcast, a podcast that helps you get to your full creative potential. My name is Mashatisa, and I'm happy that we are here today. This is season three of the podcast, and the theme for season three is the art of running. So we've had so many discussions in it. Today's discussion is just a pickup from what we talked about last time, because last time our last recording was about the learner. And I was sharing with you the different kind of stages, the different kinds of competences that happens in the learning process. So today I just want to continue from there. And it's just something that I've just realized for myself that has really, really saved me a lot of time and has really made me kind of understand myself a lot better as a vision bearer. And so the topic of today's discussion is visionaries and integrators. The reason why I got this topic, visionaries and integrators, it's a very interesting topic because as someone who has a vision, someone who's has a couple of ideas for certain things that I'd want to achieve, I've just noticed over the years that sometimes I have some habits that I don't know, I can't really explain. And so I want to talk about visionaries and integrators so we get to understand what exactly this means. This concept was gotten from a book called Rocket Fuel, and a book that I'd really recommend for you guys to read. Listen to audiobooks if you can get. And the book Rocket Fuel was written by the author Gino Wickman and Mark Winters. So one of the things they talk about is a rocket fuel is ideally like what is needed for you to launch or for you to have successful companies. It talks about there are two distinct leaders in any small business. There's always the visionary and the integrator. So one sees the future and the other makes it happen. So these two roles could not be very different from each other. So I talked about last week that from a training, we were learning about our working styles. And I noticed my working style was mostly a learner. So if you're a learner, maybe we say the downside of being a learner was you get so lost in the learning process. So I needed someone who's a doer. If I need someone in my team, I need someone who's a doer. So I think today's concept is just a continuation of that, learning more about what that exactly means. So ideally, this book is just to how to understand and manage relationships between a visionary and an integrator. But first of all, we have to understand that everyone really does have a unique ability within us, even as leaders, as people with a vision, because, you know, we have this idea, we have this vision we're trying to run with. And the first person that I really want to talk about is the visionary. Some of the traits that the book talks about are visionary, because I remember, like, for me, ever since I was even young, I've always been called a dreamer because there are 1,000,006 ideas I've always had. And even just the other day, my sister was telling me, to be honest, I've exhausted her with the number of 1,000,000 ideas I have. Like, it's so exhausting. And sometimes I also feel stressed sometimes because when you're trying to articulate things, there's just a lot. There's so many ideas coming through your head so many times. And yes, a lot of the times, if you're someone like me who's been called a dreamer, you're probably a visionary. But let's continue. If you want to know a visionary, visionaries are extremely passionate about their product, service, company, or customers. So they're usually very passionate about very things. And then visionaries are very entrepreneurial. In most cases, if you're looking at people who are founders of companies, you're most probably thinking about that's a visionary. Mostly you find titles like owner, founder, CEO, chairman, president. Visionary really, because you say they talk about clarity, they create clarity and they do a better job of capturing the true contribution of each person within an organization. So a visionary has lots of ideas, just like me. I think I've mentioned that as well. Some of those ideas may not be so good. Some ideas that are good enough can be overridden by some not so good ideas. So they have 1,000,000 ideas in their head. And some ideas can even be dangerous. Others can actually be very brilliant. Those ideas that visionaries have that usually takes companies to the next level. So visionaries are very creative. They're problem solvers. They're good at coming up with solutions to problems. They're learners. And that's something I noticed from my working style the other day. They enjoy discovering new ideas. They enjoy learning about new ideas, figuring stuff out. They love teaching visually, drawing diagrams on whiteboards, flip charts, yellow pads, and just so many things. I think one of the key things about a visionary is the ability to discover and figure out new ways to make things work. And when I was reading this, I was like, this is just what part of my description. Because even if you get to the office, I always have sticky notes around. I don't know, there's always that issue about a visionary. Visionaries are usually good with research and development for new products and services. So they're always on a pursuit for market and industry and future needs of our clients. They're really good at providing the vision of the company and just striving for ways to make it better. They're great at turning ideas into the future vision as long as you don't have to implement any of those plans. So we say that visionaries like me have very many ideas, but as long as we're not the ones implementing them, we are good to go. Like, there are so many ideas you can always get from such people. Because of all this amazing gift, visionaries are creators of almost everything. It's actually 3% of the population that creates 2/3 of the new jobs. So visionaries can be described as hunters because they are wired very differently than most people. They're always in hunting mode. They're always hunting for new ideas, new deals, new opportunities, and solutions to very big problems. If all these things that I'm mentioning are describing you, you're probably a visionary. So for me, I think I just agree that I'm a visionary. You love learning, changing things, getting new ideas, getting new deals. But the only catch is when you're the one who's supposed to implement that idea to the very end. So visionaries, ideally, if you look at it in terms of weaknesses, visionaries should be able to delegate their role of implementing the ideas in order to elevate yourselves to their true talent. Because something I noticed even about myself is when you're a visionary, you have so many ideas, it's actually very possible for you to stall and not do anything because we become a hindrance to our own growth. We're good at coming up with ideas, but like implementation to the latter is one of those things that it's not as strong a suit of a visionary. So it's always good for a visionary to find someone else who'll be like an implementer so that they can be in their own bubble, because visionaries are very good with marketing. If you look at the case of Walt Disney and Roy Disney, so Walt was like the visionary, Roy was the integrator. So let's talk about the integrator. So integrator is probably like the glue of the company. So they are usually like the visionary's right hand. So when the visionary is coming up with ideas and getting the deals and everything else, it's the integrator that gets the job done. Those visionaries are not so good with like keeping up with deadlines and keeping up, following people up to the latter, like keeping people accountable. But integrators are very good at management, keeping people accountable, ensuring the job gets done. As someone on this side gets the ideas, we need someone on the other side who needs to be implementing those ideas. So integrators are very good with the keen attention to detail. They really love running the day-to-day aspects of the business. They enjoy being accountable for profit and loss and for execution of the business plan. They remove obstacles so that people can execute. So they're more detailed than the visionary. So a lot of the times when you look at it, integrators are not usually the ones that are appreciated a lot of the times, because people don't know of them sometimes. But without the integrators, you wouldn't hear of the companies or wouldn't have known much about them. The thing about integrators is they have this unique skill to execute a vision, and they're very consistent and they stick with a plan to the very end. Because the thing about visionaries, they're not consistent. As long as they're held accountable to implement those ideas, they're good at coming up with them and like talking about them, getting traction, but they're not good with execution. The challenge is, like I mentioned, is there's no glory. They're usually the unsung heroes. You don't get to hear of them. Like, you'd hear of Steve Jobs, but you don't know the integrator, who like people who put the companies together. A lot of the times is because integrators are usually like killjoys. You know, like, for example, I have a couple of people around me who are integrators. I hate them. Okay, I don't hate them, like hate, but I don't usually like them as much. Because when you're coming up with 1,000,006 ideas, they're just coming and telling you, this one won't work, stop this, don't do this. So sometimes as a visionary, you need people like that who just like be honest with you and tell you, don't do this, this is a silly idea. But I don't know, sometimes you don't like such people, but they're usually straight to the point and they don't even lie. And they always look at potential solutions. So most of the times, integrators are usually viewed as people who are pessimistic and negative. And I know a couple of people who were integrators. I've always thought about them as being negative people. And you always have to be the bad guy because you have to say no. You must make the tough calls. When the team is divided, you're the one who makes the tough choices. And so ideally, for any vision to run well, it's important for you as a visionary to have an integrator, someone who keeps the glue together and ensures the vision is carried forth to the end. So something I really want to comment about this topic today is there's that value of having someone in your team. You know, if you're a vision bearer, like, your team is one of the most important things. And something I'm learning over the years is sometimes a time will come when you're not necessarily the one with the vision. Someone else is the one with the vision. So you can be an integrator as well for someone else's vision before you get to your space or you're in your own element. I think for me, I've also realized sometimes I would get burdens for other people's visions and I'd really try as much as possible to help them out. Like, I would be like an integrator of some sort, though it's not my strength, but I'd be like an integrator, like helping out, ensuring that things are moving, helping whatever I can do with media, doing the posters, doing everything, communication and the branding for the company and just for someone else's vision. And then I ideally when now, it came to a point where like I almost have this idea. So it becomes a need now for me to find integrators and people who are doers to help me achieve this particular deal. And one of the things and the best examples that I can even give that is very honest is for the podcast, because I know myself, I'm a visionary. I always have a million and six ideas. Ideally, just for me to be able to be consistent for a couple of times and to do a few recordings here and there is because I have an integrator in the team. Shout out to Sarah Wamaitha. She really helps me out, keeps me in check. She's like, you know what? There's no recording this week. Do this, do this. So she's always an integrator in this situation. So I'd like you, all of you, to think about it in this way. Sometimes in life, you can be an integrator for someone else. Then when your time comes, God sends you people like Sarah or sends you people else in your team to help you achieve this particular vision. Still the same way, like I can be of help to someone else's vision as they become the dreamer. I can really be the integrator. So when your time comes, you also find people else who are helping you. And so I have a couple of other ideas and visions and I'm like, you know what, since by knowing who you are and your weaknesses and your limitations, it becomes easy for you. You just know, honestly, this is the kind of person I need in my team. So I have a couple of other ideas and I have a couple of things I really want to accomplish. And just this realization of just I'm a visionary and I just have to accept it. And there's no going back. It's like, I'm not even fighting it anymore. It's like, it's okay, Masha, you need help. You need help from outside because sometimes we become enemies to our own growth and to our own progress. And I've seen it a lot of the times when you try to hold on to control, you become an enemy to your own progress. So thank you so much for listening to today's recording and today's podcast. It was just short like that. I just want you to ask yourself, are you a visionary or are you an integrator? And if you're an integrator, it would be nice to work with a visionary because that duo just makes that dream work. And just if before you get your own vision, it's okay if you help other people achieve their visions. It's okay if you help other people make their dreams a reality. Eventually, yours will form slowly by slowly. So that becomes it for today's recording. Thank you so much for listening. Our social media handles are the same, the Creative Bub Podcast on Instagram. I'm looking forward to hear your comments and suggestions and just knowing what is that vision that you have and how exactly are you running with that vision. Thank you so much for listening. Until next week, bye.